This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. You know, we get asked a lot of questions here.
Yes.
All the time.
You know, mainly, think about the amount of energy we'd save if we just signed off.
Signed off the air?
Signed off the air. We get asked that a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
How come you're still on the air? Right. That's one of the questions we get asked.
Well, we're wind powered.
Here's another question that we get asked a lot.
Uh-huh.
Who's that chick that says, "What's the buzz?" This lady.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz.
Right.
You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly
right.
Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
Three questions we get asked.
Yes.
First, why are you lame fat asses still on the air? Number two, what's behind that lady?
Yeah.
Number three, how can I get a copy of White Power in America?
Those are the three big questions.
Well, that lady is a very talented local anchor person. That's the only way I can answer that question.
I do not think, in going through these mountains of tapes, I don't think we've ever heard the entire 3 minute and 58 second goodness that this is.
Yes.
this awkward, awful interview.
Classic. She's very talented, and she's very young.
Between some rookie reporter and the beautiful Holly Hunter.
Who was gracious enough to come on this station.
Yeah.
And we don't even know where the station is, do we?
No.
Nope.
I'm going to say Podunk.
It's Mary Miller.
It's Mary Miller?
Of course.
Not her
Mary
real
Miller.
Name.
But it's M-E-R-R-Y Miller.
Oh, Mary, like Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What makes a Nazi?
Oh, I'm sorry.
And she's a Nazi that knows Pixie.
Because I seen her on The View. They had her on The View to defend herself, and she was lame, and she somehow invoked God.
The View.
Yeah. They had her as a co-host on it. Her name is Mary Miller.
Well, are you telling me that Mary Miller has aspired and achieved the national stage?
It is the generation that has taken this 5 second. That's why this has moved up to the number two question that we're getting answered.
Here now. I was thinking that this lady was wallowing in obscurity down in nowhere land.
No.
She's been on The View?
She has been on The View, and the best part is when they showed the clip or part of the clip on The View and they came back to her sitting on the panel looking as uncomfy as Mary Miller can look.
Sure. Wow.
Yeah, it was good stuff.
The View, not fair.
So we do get asked about that a lot. So here it is now. Let's start with, as we've all learned now, Mary Miller.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz? You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you.
All right, Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah. Mary Miller.
You got to let it go all the way this time.
Go, girl.
Oh. Okay, we love the show. So tell us, what drew you to this character that you play, Grace?
I'm sorry?
What drew you to this character, Grace?
Well, you know, I read the script. It came to me a few months ago with an offer, and I got about to page six, and I called my agent and said,
show
look at
butch.
This cute up.
Hot.
I can't say no to this woman. I can't have anybody else do her but me. And when I got to the end, I called back and said, yes, this is, I gotta go.
Should yes.
Well, we just love this show.
Oh,
so,
great.
You're welcome. So what drew you from the big screen to TV? Because we hear that you don't watch TV.
I think that this is a really original woman, you know, and I've played some really amazing characters in my life, but it's still a rarity to come upon somebody who I feel is original.
Well, I love this character. So are you nervous at all tackling something so controversial?
No, you know, I leave that to other people.
God, journalism 101.
True. All right, anything else you want to tell us about Grace?
True.
I think the show is really thrilling. It's a great ride.
I think it's a great ride. What's the best part about shooting?
you know, it's just, it's so funny. I think that the The sense of humor in the show is absolutely, I mean, it's sophisticated, but it's also kind of Three Stooges.
True.
I mean, it's silly as hell and unbelievably smart.
Well, I think it's fantastic.
Smart.
All right, so now that you've wrapped up shooting, what are the rest of the summer plans?
Well, actually, I haven't wrapped up. We're in our 10th hour.
Wrong.
Which is pretty exciting.
Mary.
We've got, you know, three more hours to go, three more episodes to
Why
shoot.
Why is an intern interviewing me?
It's sad to say bye to it.
We'll
finish up at the beginning of August.
Mary Miller.
And then I'll go back to New York.
Yeah, well, we want you back in New York. We are so excited about this show. It's so good to have you back. We are all thrilled to watch it.
Oh, great. Thank
all
you.
All right, and you do a great job. So thank you so much for joining us.
Yes. That's hot.
Wait.
You can catch more Holly on Saving Grace, which is going to premiere Monday, June 23rd at 10 p.m. Eastern on TNT.
Wait for it.
All right, folks, that's all the best we have for you today. Make sure to check us out on demand at the Arts Entertainment section of NBCNews.com. I'm Mary Miller in New York.
That?
Thanks for watching this edition of What's the Buzz.
Wow.
Oh, there
wow.
You go. As we answer
Bravo.
Another of the unanswered questions of the show.
Mary Miller.
That's who she is.
The Don and Mike Show.
Jesus.
That's who she is.
Help me, Rhonda.
Hello!
Hey, what do you think of the show today?
Sometimes their commercials are even better than the show is.
Oh, it's hard to believe they're still on the air.
If this were a Chinese radio station, their call letters would be Ching Chong Awesome.
Let's pick up the phone and let's call that hotline today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Always. They're here for you.
It's hard. It's really hard.
Ooh.
I've been hoodwinked.
Have you really?
What a knockout. She's a bona fide babe.
You're right about that, Dick. Hey, Chris Hansen, what would you like to do?
Hello, how are you doing? Can I tease and please your blank with my tongue and make you blank over and over?
Oh, my. Well, that
doesn't get much gayer than this.
Wow. Where is that? Oh, I know. It's Rachel Ray's nuts.
Keep your nuts in the freezer, especially when it's hot outside, because nuts are full of oil, and the oil can spoil, of course. Put my nuts into a plastic food storage bag and give them a good whack.
Ow.
Ooh, that's fun. Take out all your aggression.
Ow. Ow. Rachel.
This is a good time. Remember, guys, especially in the summer, keep your nuts in the freezer to keep the oils from spoiling.
What I do.
It's okay to hate someone as long as they're different than you.
Right?
Hey, man, where you been all day, man? I had trouble getting you on the phone, man.
On the phone?
Yeah.
Wow, man, I don't even have a phone.
Oh, well, that's probably why I had trouble getting you then.
The three dreaded D's: diarrhea, dementia, and death.
Right.
Guess how big it is? It's the size of a stick of butter.
You. Say hi to Buzz.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Hi. This is for everybody listening everywhere.
Being careful, it's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
You screw me one more time, I'll squeeze your nuts till you're dead.
How are you, Paula?
I'm not happy.
I know you're not. I am.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
There we are, man. Hi, everybody.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hi there. Welcome.
Welcome. Welcome back to the film.
Welcome.
The show is great.
Thank you, Meryl.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
World. You can call us anytime.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Have you heard the number a moment ago?
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
877-365-3636.
Let's get our Christ on. Let's kick it, Jesus style.
Yeah.
Y'all want to walk with the ultimate rebel, right? The ultimate CEO, biggest celebrity of them all. Who's down with G-O-D?
Me.
Well, what have we here?
Well,
Charlie.
Well,
you screw me one more time, I'll squeeze your nuts till you're dead.
That's where Charlie used to live, but we moved him around.
Well, what have we here?
There we go.
It's in the freezer, Charlie.
You stink like my butt.
Hi there, Booger Radio.
Don and Mike, how you doing?
Welcome to the Booger.
Hello.
106.7, the Booger.
All right, we're picking you. Booger check.
Well, yeah, I just saw Van Halen last night in Sacramento. I just wanted to tell you guys that the show rocked.
How many boogers would you give it? How many boogers do you give it?
5 out of 5.
I give it all the way up to the fourth knuckle.
I would. I heard you play about a month ago that jump track, and they played that for their one song encore, and that did sound terrible with the organ or whatever, the synthesizer in the background. But the rest of the show was awesome, and 16-year-old Wolfgang was off the hook.
They haven't fixed that yet in the show?
They still have not fixed that, but David Lee Roth jumps around like a madman, and it looks like Eddie's titanium hip is doing him well.
Does he wear spandex, though?
David Lee was in leather pants.
Good.
And Eddie was topless.
All right, well, that's okay. I just didn't want to see David Lee Roth in spandex
and
again.
And is Wolfie growing into the young man in spandex pants that I'm imagining?
No, he's growing. He's about 2 bills.
Oh, really? He's a big man.
Oh, he is a big man, and he's
really?
Black pants, big hoodie. Everybody else weighs
so
about 100 pounds.
He's got his mother's weight. He's got his mother's weight. His mother of the Weight Watchers.
Who's he fat like?
Valerie Bertinelli. This is correct.
Is he fat like
Jenny Craig? I should say.
Is he fat like Mikey Tuttle? Like that?
Close. Yeah, but I mean, he's only 16, so it's all baby fat. Who knows?
Right.
He could pick up nice.
Is he like that cat in Superbad? That cat with the afro in Superbad?
Exactly. Jonah Feldstein, indeed.
Jonah Feldstein, he knows the name. That's very good. Not to be confused with Seth Rogen.
Remember, every time
Jonah Hill, but he goes by Jonah Hill, but you know, those Santa Monica people, Jonah Feldstein.
Gotcha.
Data J.
Those people.
Jonah Feldstein.
Every time we've seen Wolfgang in the past, we've always been struck by a similarity to Travis Edelin.
Yeah, he does look a little bit because he is a big boy.
Yeah, and he's got that same build and the same good looks.
Well, he'll be healthier than his father. That's a good thing.
Well, see.
Please, my bowel movement this morning was healthier than his father.
But Eddie's gotten his act together. I saw that picture on the internet of the dyed blonde Eddie Van Halen.
Eddie is so scrawny. Eddie looks like Popeye almost.
Yeah. The teeth. How are Eddie's teeth? That's the question.
I think not well. I recall seeing them sort of spread out and yellow.
Yeah, like almost crystal meth teeth.
I think he dyed those blonde too.
They used to be chiclets. They really were.
Yeah. Bleach my teeth. Teeth, baby.
Do it, man.
I think you got him taken care of.
Speaking of medical news, I have to say one thing before we go on here.
Yeah.
I did receive a phone call this morning from I believe her name was Marcia.
Marcia.
That is correct. Marcia. And that was the first time that I was aware of the fact that it was not a practical joke, that I will not be going into the doctor's office having everybody laugh at me. So she confirmed that I am going to the doctor, and I have my... Now, you're looking very sullen.
No, I'm just...
You're looking very serious.
I'm trying not to look any way at all, because I know this is a sensitive area for you. So
well,
I'm
10:15 tomorrow, and unless somehow all of you have involved Marcia in this practical joke...
I told you from day one, those of us that care about you simply made the appointment, the follow-up appointment that the doctor wanted you to make.
Well, she didn't give me any information either. As a matter of fact, I didn't give her a chance to because it was a very brief conversation. I think the last words I said were, I'll be there. I will be there with bells on.
Uh-huh.
Looking forward to it. Very, very exciting. Hopefully it'll be only 15 minutes out of my day.
Are we all going?
No, you don't have to go. I don't want anybody to go.
I don't think it's going to be 15 minutes. I don't think any doctor appointment is 15 minutes
out
of your day.
I should point out this is the follow-up visit.
Yes.
This is the follow-up visit. This is the visit where I go in there just to go over what he did when he had the finger thing before.
Right.
You know, this is not the full squeeze the lemons and all that. This is just, that's what I'm told, just to follow up. Unless somebody else in this room might have more information about what the visit's going to entail.
Yeah, like they would tell me.
My medical history. Well, you called.
Like they would say to me, listen, Mike's got ball cancer.
But I'm too old for that.
Mum's the word.
Mike.
You're never too
you're
old.
Never too old for Paul.
That's
you're
right.
You're too old for it.
Right.
Hello. Mike's show.
Eddie Van Halen.
Did you ever see that commercial with the two kids walking down the street? Hey, you got cancer in my ball.
Hey, you got
ball in my cancer. Two treats in one.
Two great tastes that taste great together. Hey, Tards, and I say this to all Tards out there.
Lovingly.
I am no longer one of you. As far as Christmas elf shopping, shipping Tards, I'm here to tell you, what is today's day? The 27th?
This would be the 28th of November.
Done, done, and done.
Look at you.
You mean you're finished with all of your shopping?
Totally, totally done.
Wow.
Even the crap.
Everything. I haven't gotten anything yet. I haven't done any of it yet.
We've got a pretty solid start. I'm
well
on my way.
Even the crap, even all of the stocking stuffer stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the best part is I really only had to go to real brick-and-mortar stores three times.
Not bad. Not bad.
I like it. That's the is that internet logo lingo, too? Brick-and-mortar stores?
Yes, it is, Mike.
Because it's the ancient Romans, the way they used to shop.
The old-fashioned way, when Julius Caesar went to his palace, that you were recently at in Las Vegas, he would go to the various stores.
This is true. And, before that, they went to mud huts, thatched roofs. That's where they would get their beaver pelts, get the extra beaver pelts that they would give people.
I went to the mud hut today.
Yeah, how was that? How was that working for you?
Like Chanel number 5.
Okay. Well, I sprayed it six times. I used the orange spray when I went in there.
Now, just Buzz. Just right.
I didn't overdo it. It's concentrate, as Buzz said, so I didn't overdo the spray.
What is the amount that you put on, that you wrote on the top of the bottle? Didn't you write four sprays?
I said four, but for a tough job, six is fine.
I got to be honest with you. If I hit that thing four sprays after today, that would catch you guys on the outside steps when you were walking into the building.
Buzz was so mad when that engineer took a dump and sprayed all of that orange citrus.
Oh my
he
God.
Wrote
he sprayed it like regular spray, and he can't do that because that's citrus spray from concentrate.
Right. So Buzz took this can and actually wrote on it, a little goes a long way, and then he circles the word concentrate.
It's concentrated.
Concentrated citrus magic.
Uh-huh.
And that's the product. That's the product that I... Oh, no.
If you just press down on the button and
now
hold
that's,
it.
That'll last you all day right there,
beautiful.
That little spray that
you'll
you did.
You'll gag if you hold the button down.
Don just hit it one time. And that's I got that from the car wash.
Oh! Yeah.
Good stuff.
It's delightful. It's made it's made from the rinds of the oranges.
It is.
So anyway, I'll now be one of those people. I'm going to try not to be one of those people that is very boastful and braggart.
Yeah. Okay?
You know, boasting that you're not done yet.
You probably should only start bragging once everything has been shipped, though.
That is why I have a girlfriend.
She's going to the warehouses to pick up the products? Is that the way it's going
to
work?
The products all get shipped to our home.
Right.
Uh-huh. And then Janet, sweet girl that she is,
yes,
she wraps them up and ships them to whoever they need to be shipped to.
That's great.
Grandkids.
Oh, so she's like your own version of UPS right in your home.
Sure.
Complete
that's
with
good.
Wrapping.
That's good. But I still think they have to get from the merchandiser to your door. And until you really want to, you should really brag once you've got them all in hand.
There is a pile of stuff.
All of it?
In my office. Everything.
Everything?
It's done. It's here.
I'm telling you.
It's incredible.
I'm not saying I'm done on paper with receipts. I'm done.
Wow.
I don't got to walk into a store. I don't have to do dick.
That's
you're gonna,
great.
You're going to spend the rest of your time baking, right?
You can make fruit pies like Rob does.
Fruit cake.
Fruit cakes.
Can't wait.
Are you really making us fruit cakes?
I've already done it.
I requested one today. He brought one in for Buzz.
You're nice.
Everybody hates fruit cake.
No.
Well, do you remember? I was asking Rob if he remembers the history. Do you remember the history of fruit cakes from my home?
With your mom, sure.
My mom would make these bricks that would stay in the downstairs refrigerator, the old 1800s refrigerator, all year long.
And Honeymooners refrigerator.
And if we didn't give them away, they would stay there. And I sampled one time. And it was no flavor that I could really identify.
My fruitcake is so good that I think I'm actually going to have to make a second batch this weekend.
Well, what it has in it, the reason I don't like fruitcake, most of the time it's got unidentified fruit in it.
Exactly.
The citron.
It's got whatever it is, it's fruit that's not the right color.
It's clear, right?
It's gelatinous and it's like greens and pinks and whatever.
How about this? The same thing that you hate in that is what you love in that citrus spray. It's
like
the
rind. It's like taking Jell-O mold and pimento and snout of some animal.
Byproducts.
You've had bad fruitcake.
Yes,
obviously.
There is no such thing as a good fruitcake.
Mine is like Christmas Day and losing your virginity wrapped into water.
Do you put booze in it?
A little bit.
Really?
Not too much.
Splash of rum?
The secret, no, it's bourbon-soaked raisins.
Oh.
bourbon-soaked raisins. Now I'm interested.
See, now he's
listening.
It's just candied fruit. That's what they put in it.
That's cake, the thing.
Cake with candied fruit.
What's wrong with that? Let me explain about fruit. Fruit is sweet.
Uh-huh.
Fruit has actual sugar in it.
A little, yes.
So why do you need to candy
fruit? It needs to be preserved.
Oh, all right.
A fruit cake wrapped well can last 25 years with no degradation.
Mm-hmm.
Degradation, sorry.
So can an MRE.
Yeah, but you see, this will never last 25 years. I'll be surprised if Buzz is
so can a Twinkie.
Yeah, why don't you send those over to our boys in Iraq?
I will. How about that? And they'll send me a thank you note.
Well, you better send it wrapped in porn.
Thank you. Yeah, my porno-wrapped fruitcake.
Rob's sending out his porno-wrapped fruitcakes again. That's delightful.
Uno momento. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi there.
I'm making fruitcakes right now, and everybody loves my fruitcakes.
How's your candied fruit?
I'm sure, but they're lying to you, honey. You know, they take it, they bring it home, and they put it in the pantry, and it sits there. And at best, it gets re-gifted at least twice.
Because I soak the raisins and the cherries overnight in Kentucky bourbon. And
that's
it's
great.
It's really good.
That's great. Just pour it in a glass then. Just drink it.
I'm going to give you one.
No, please don't.
Do you put rum in yours?
We'll use it as a doorstop.
I soak it overnight in bourbon.
Oh, so bourbon is
every week, like
bourbon.
Oh, God, it's really good.
I don't like bourbon.
It sounds good. I'd love to try it.
Okay, well, I'm sending you some anyway.
Great.
Fruitcake.
I'll eat it.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Humbug. To you.
And have the balls to say Merry Christmas, please.
Yeah, bye.
Well, maybe it was a Jewish fruitcake.
Well, then.
Kosher.
You know, happy Chanukah to you.
Chanukah fruitcake.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
Yeah. We normally don't go with like entertainment stuff right out of the box.
No.
However, if you'll pardon the pun, Britney's box, my girl Britney, her box is back in the news.
Oh, is she your girl again?
She's always been my girl, Mike.
I think you've wavered a couple of times.
No, as Paula Abdul has sung, forever your girl. I've stood by her. I've stood by her through the dirty feet.
The Texaco restroom dirty feet segment.
Through the head shaving.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Through the going crazy with the pills and the booze.
Did we ever mention the pimples around the mouth stage?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, she's pregnant again.
Well, that's a rumor.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
It's been denied.
The cat's name is J.R. Rotem.
Rotem. R-O-T-E-M, right?
S-period C-R-O-T-U-M.
O-T-U-M.
S-C Rotem.
It's J.R. Rotem.
S.C. Rotem. S.C. Rotem is the father of Britney's baby.
Anyway, he's the guy that's coming out and saying that.
Music producer.
But the really big news is about her house, that she has a secret sex room.
Ooh, now I haven't heard this.
And she has, are you ready? Feces-smeared couches.
Oh, God. Is that like kids poop where she hasn't changed diapers properly or children, worse?
Well, children room? And animal poop.
And
Federline.
Her mansion feces. Has a double-locked, X-rated fantasy room with ticklers, whips, handcuffs, big metal bed frame.
But I can't get excited about that if you have to walk through the living room that's got feces-stained couches.
It has a mirrored ceiling, a glass jar with spanking paddles, all of her kinky outfits. And, the house is stinky.
Oh, God, I knew it would be.
The white couches.
Yeah, of course she's got the Beverly Hills couches.
The white couches.
Oliver.
Bear hideous stains of feces from diaper changing and Britney's dog.
You know why I believe this? Because I can picture her changing the kid's diaper on the couch without any, like, blanket or towel underneath.
The Star tabloid says that the L.A. County court-appointed watchdog is saying she's been out there and the whole house is a health hazard.
Wow.
But she's pregnant again.
Wait, but here's the deal with her. Once again, it's like she has the driver who I guess just quit. But she has the wherewithal, I would think, to hire whoever to clean up the feces.
You would hope, you would think.
She doesn't seem to choose to do that. That's why you always see her driving her own car. That's why she's doing that. But, you know, on the way to the sex room, it would have to turn somebody off, even if you were going to where the whips and the chains
and
were.
Still, that's my girl.
You're still, well, it's a new era now. You're standing by here in the feces on the couch era.
I will clean her up. I will sell the children off to the highest bidder, maybe Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie.
Good.
I know that they're not in vogue. They're not Vietnamese or from a third world country, but maybe I can find some celebrity that would take them off my hands.
What about the demon child? The new demon seed that is growing inside of her, no. Allegedly.
Well,
what will you do with that new spawn?
Here's the thing. I will give it a fair chance to develop.
Right. And it will be born a hermaphrodite, too. It'll be both sexes when
because
it comes out.
You have to remember, I don't care if it was George Clooney
right.
dipping his pen into that inkwell. You know who had his pen in that inkwell for an awful long time? Kevin Federline.
Yes, he did.
And
yes.
I don't care how many times you clean that inkwell,
mm-hmm.
you're never going to be able to get all of the residue out, all of the little creepy crawlies.
Yeah, so K-Fed crud.
There's always going to be a little K-Fed in anything that comes out of Britney.
And now the famous S.C. Rodham's child that's growing inside of her.
How great.
And but they really have vehemently denied that rumor. There's a picture that I saw on the internet today that's got Britney, who's sitting there from one of her music videos or one of her failed appearances on TV recently. And she has that deal where she's jutting her stomach out, mm-hmm. and she definitely appears in this photograph to be pregnant. But now they're saying, I guess it's Us Weekly. Is that who's breaking this story?
The thing is now it's Us Weekly, it's Star Magazine,
right.
and it's some other LA.com thing. So there are three separate sources that are all confirming not only is she pregnant, but she has poop all over her couch.
Oh, God. What a lovely lady. My dream lady.
My girl.
Oh, God.
Leave Britney alone.
Sex symbol.
Well, now that we've seen those feet exposed all the time, we know what's between the toes. Lovely.
Hello. Hey.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, do you actually think that she changes those kids' diapers? Those couches probably used to be in the sex room.
I think she probably changes the diapers like she drives her own car. I think she's into doing those things herself.
I imagine that there are times with m'lady when the youngsters are running around diapers akimbo. Bare-ass, like the little girl in the Copper Tone ads.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so they just go on the couches.
That's what I'm guessing, Mike.
Yeah, that could happen either way.
Sure could.
I picture her laying the child out without a proper like towel or blanket underneath and then going, yeah, I got to text somebody. And she's texting somebody and, doesn't finish the job and there's sleepage. That's exactly what happens.
And what if she says to one of the babies, hey, let the dog out. And then she goes back to her sex room.
Y'all let the dog out. You hear? I do like the sex room, though.
This was somebody else.
What a skank. What a skank, skank, skank.
But she's your skank.
She is.
All yours.
She is a walking fruitcake. And I don't mean nutty like a fruitcake. I mean, she's like bad stuff in there.
Well, if you got down there and you saw candied fruit, you'd know to stay away.
That ain't citron.
I am positive that she could make her own fruitcake. My God.
And does.
Look what I made, y'all.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, they got a picture of Britney's sex room on the net.
A picture?
Yeah. You go to www.scatlover.com.
Quat not. Turning the tables on us.
Britney's homemade corn cake.
Delicious corn cake.
Britney's yeast.
Hey, Britney's making her own conch fritters.
Hey, not to be confused with Carrie Spiewak's yeast.
What is that? Oh, that stopped me in my tracks. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you weren't in on it, Mike. I know that the other night when I was driving home, I was praying to God that I wouldn't get pulled over by a cop because I would have been in jail because I had a baggie. Mm-hmm. I take it back.
Oh, that.
Not just a baggie, like a freezer size bag.
A gallon bag.
Yeah, I was in on this. I know what you're talking about.
The friendship bread.
A gallon bag of this white powder.
Goo, yeah.
This goo.
It's liquid.
And Rob gave it to me.
Jankum.
He gave one. He gave one to Buzz.
Right.
And he gave one to me.
Gave one to me.
Oh, did he give one to you really?
Yes,
as well?
He did. Yes.
Did it make it home, Mike?
Yes, it did. Yeah, yeah. As a matter of fact, we've yesterday, the day before was the day that it was
day 10.
ready to go, yeah. And that's the day that we baked it, and we haven't eaten yet, but it's ready. I'm lying.
You're not even lying very
so
well.
I'm so lying my ass off.
Not even lying.
No, it sat there for a couple of days. Carla's comment to me was, "Tell Rob we enjoyed it." as soon as she looked at the bag,
I didn't.
The hell is that?
Was really
I
good.
Said to Rob, what is this? And Rob said, it's yeast. Carrie is giving the yeast to Janet. And I said,
and you can thank me later.
I said, for what? And he said, oh, it's something they talked about at dinner.
Uh-huh. Friendship bread.
When we all went out to dinner.
Amish friendship bread.
And it's obvious that I had tuned out that part of the conversation.
What? Amish friendship bread.
Ringo ate a pound of it today.
That's true. This morning for breakfast, I ate a loaf.
So you stuck with it.
Oh, my God. I love it. It's great.
Hold on. So is Janet. She's making it as well. And the deal is supposed to be that you make the bread.
And then
you pass off the yeast, another bag
every time of
the heroin or cocaine.
Every time you have the Jankum starter, it yields one loaf and four more starters. Uh-huh. So you have to keep giving it away to people. And if you don't, I gave up on it. I threw away my starter.
Well, I wasn't going to be in town over the weekend, and you said
your
you have to.
Your excuses are no good now.
You have to mush the bag, and we weren't going to be there to mush the bag. I'm not bringing that on the plane.
Oh, I think I'm
not taking that through security.
Excuse me, sir.
The active yeast will make that bag explode. It will explode.
Yeah. Will it really?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to enjoy it.
I sure did go 55 that night going home.
I bet. Yeah.
Because it was just sitting right on the seat of the car next to me. And look at that going like, no cop is going to believe that I'm bringing home a bag of yeast for friendship bread.
Excuse me, sir. Is this liquid cocaine?
Yes, it is.
My God. And then the instructions that are so detailed. It was a 10-day process.
Tell
this
me about it.
This is a 10-day process to make this bread.
That's why we had to give up on it. But the good news is if Marsha's in on it and if Janet's in on it,
she is.
A lot of starters going to be made.
It'll live on.
We can all get back in on it.
It's like a weird chain letter / pyramid scheme, like an Amway thing.
Only with yeast.
Amway
with yeast.
My wife has the best yeast.
And the instructions would say mush the bag. You mush the bag.
Let the air out, essentially.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know anything about letting the air out.
Yeah,
that's what mushing
the bag means.
Mush the bag. Well, you have to open the thing.
So it doesn't
Is she calling right now?
Wife. Oh, here are recipe instructions now.
Here we go.
Radio, hello.
My lady. Rob's wife.
That goo was from me, she said. The bag. But you're the one who started it.
So hold on. It could be Rob's or Carrie's. We don't know whose goo it is.
Oh, I see what you're saying. She's saying that's my goo. Literally my goo. It's a joke. It's a vasectomy
joke. Get it while you can.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for calling, baby.
Spaghetti on the internet.
Okay. Love you. Bye.
I see what she was going for something there.
Yes, she was.
Sometimes
when you pick up, it's good.
You never know. It's a crapshoot.
What did she really want?
That's what she wanted
to say.
That
was it.
She called to say.
It was a number three joke.
Oh, she made
said,
one.
What she was saying was that Rob is giving up all of his number three because on December 20th.
19th, it turns out.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, the 19th?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm free the 19th.
Well, then you must come.
I'll just stop by. Well, depending on how my visit goes tomorrow.
Rob is having a vasectomy, so that was Carrie calling, making a fabulous witticism.
Friendship bread. Bread joke.
So the end result of the has Janet made the bread yet?
Not yet.
Okay, so Buzz, you're the only one that's had it.
Here's where you can't lose. It's got applesauce, it's got cinnamon, it's got sugar. Oh, man, it's great. It really is good.
My most recent batch before I gave up on it was great.
Really?
Amazing.
Oh, so, I mean, like, above average.
Lordy, yes.
I'm sorry, I'm going to miss it.
I'm not a bread aficionado.
It's more of a cake than a bread, really. It's more like a dessert than an actual bread.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
You wouldn't put
bologna. Hey, guys.
Hey,
hi, Donna Mike.
Hey.
Hey, I'm thinking that Britney's baby might end up like that baby in the movie Trainspotting.
You.
That's right, baby.
I'm thinking of an Alice Cooper song now. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'm picturing that scene in Trainspotting. I love it. When the guy's thrown up and he goes to the toilet to find his stuff.
Oh, it's nasty.
Oh, good times.
Nasty. Yeah. Sunny your days.
Bag that.
Good memories. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Urinals. Hi, what's up?
Hi there.
Sit down, toilets. Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Yes, we're right here. We're ready to believe you.
Hello, Dan. Okay, I have a friendship cake story. It took 10 frigging days to do this cake. Mm-hmm. I prepared it. I had it ready for taking to Thanksgiving dinner.
Right.
And we had been babysitting with a friend's Rottweiler.
Yes.
And while we went out on an errand, the Rottweiler jumped up and bit a section out of this cake.
Oh, my. How long have you...
After 10 days.
How long have you known Michael Vick?
I'm sorry, say again?
It's a little dog fighting humor, ma'am.
I say this is a great story. So the Rottweiler ate the friendship cake.
No, he only ate one section of it.
Only one section of it.
Just part of the cake.
Don't you understand?
Did you eat the rest of the cake?
Well, the point is that I don't know which was worse. I wish he'd eaten the whole thing.
Yo, you didn't like the friendship cake.
No.
Is this, by any chance, Paula Goldstein?
Well, neither the Dot Rottweiler didn't like it.
Can you say I'm not happy?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Can you say I'm not happy?
I'm not happy.
Now, let's compare that.
I'm not happy.
Wow.
Very similar.
Your voice sounds very much like the voice of one of our most beloved interns.
What, moms.
Say it again. I'm not happy.
Yeah, his mom. Her name is Paula Goldstein.
Ma'am?
Lady?
She's gone.
Friendly cake lady?
She sounded exactly like that. Sounded very similar. These are the Rottweilers, ladies and gentlemen.
What do we have this label under? Vic?
Mike Vick. Yeah.
Mike Vick.
Mike Vick.
Hello there. Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Donna Mike. That lady sounded like Regis Philbin on Helium. That was brutal. Anyway, hey, Robbie.
Your voice is beautiful, though.
Yeah, thank you very much. Hey, Robbie.
Hey, what's your name?
Ringo. All right. Ringo. You got to know that you're down for the count when Buzz comes up and knocks you out. Let's hear it for today's champion, Buzz Burbank, also known as Johnny.
Ringo.
Ringo.
Knocked out, when you're knocked out by the nicest guy on the show.
That's true.
Ouch.
What's your name, friend?
My name is Jerry.
Jerry, what can I do for you?
Robbie, you might want to send your cake over to Iraq. You see the guys in the Humvees sitting on their helmets, right? You know why they're sitting on those helmets is, you know, they don't have the armor plating that
well,
they
that's
need.
Like, isn't that the movie also Full Metal Jacket?
Correct.
When they're joking right. with the guy, you know, he talks about, hey, why are you sitting on your helmet? So I don't get my blown off.
Right.
You know, and then the guy, or that's Apocalypse Now, actually. That's what that movie's from.
Exactly. Six guys sitting on fruitcakes. That's sweet. That'd be great.
Thank you for calling, Jerry.
Hey, you're welcome.
Hey, good phone you're calling on, Jerry.
Jerry.
Everything about this has been great. Hold on, Jerry.
Pretty funny. I work for the phone company, too.
That is funny.
I'm sorry I laughed at that. I apologize.
Laugh. Which phone company?
Have a nice day. Oh, the one with three initials?
American Telephone
ASS?
And Telegram.
See?
ASS.
AT&T.
PEE?
Yeah. Going back to the monopoly, we're taking over everyone.
What do you do? What do you do for the phone company, Jerry?
I laughed so hard today. I saw a plumber. I'll give them a plug here in the D.C. Metro. It's Peed. P-E-E-D.
Yes,
and I about peed when I read the sign. The guy drove by. It says, having plumbing problems? Call Peed.
Peed Plumber.
Yeah.
Really?
Real. Yeah, absolutely.
Made me laugh.
Do you do ads for him?
Not yet.
Peed well. Plumber.
Hello, Jerry?
Yes.
All right. What do you do for the phone company, Jerry?
Well, I'm an administrator. I work in, we basically work with outside techs that fix problems in central office.
Oh, it's too bad. I thought you were a lineman for the county.
One of those guys that climbs the poles, Jerry.
No, sir. I sit in front of a monitor all day.
Yeah, we'll send you a friendship, Brad.
Thank you very much.
We need more payphones.
That Rob, I'm sorry, that's an antiquated technology.
No, no, I want booths. I want glass booths.
No, it doesn't happen anymore.
Need them on Rockville Pike.
They're going away and they're not coming back.
Mike, you're not talking sense.
Live in the now, Rob.
Think of the quarters he could make.
Live in the now.
I know you want it all to be like the phone booth outside of that diner in Goodfellas.
Get out of here.
But he tips over. It's not going to happen.
And I want rotary phones in those phones.
No.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. What's happening?
Hey, guys, I just want to say how much I love Buzz. He's been a staple of mine for years. I love his piping in with comments, and hearing him skewer that guy just a few moments ago made my day.
Round of applause there for Buzz go, Burbank.
Oh, thank you. Woo-hoo! Very nice.
Thank you.
We couldn't agree more.
Yeah, you know you got to be an a-hole when Buzz says something bad to you, right?
Well, he's all hopped up on his friendship, Brett.
I'm full of sugar.
Hello, Dynamite Show. Leave Rob's generous scrotum alone right now.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
S.C. Rotum. I still like that.
Yeah.
Father of Britney's dad. Mm-hmm. Or father of Britney's child, not father of Britney's dad.
Yes, S.C. Rotum is the daddy.
Don't forget the couches.
Covered.
The white couches.
dog and child.
The word actually was smeared.
Smeared, and it, they said dog, and we don't know whether it was baby or perhaps it was...
It just said animal and human.
Adult.
It's an interesting print, Ms. Spears.
Do you think maybe Brittany herself, occasionally?
Hello, Don and Mike Show,
bouts m'lady. With incontinence.
This is where m'lady goes.
Gray area.
M'lady is too big a star to make her way down the hallway.
Here, Brittany, scoot over here.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Do you think she's like that dog in that Stanley Steamer commercial?
Oh, dragging your butt along the carpet?
Yeah. Drags his ass along the
carpet. I bet it's a white shag carpet, too.
Mm-hmm. Have to be.
Everything's, like, it's got the white floors. It's like
Austin Powers.
Yeah, it's like Austin Powers, Joan Crawford, her house in Mommy Dearest, where everything is white tile, white furniture. Yeah. All those Beverly Hills houses are like that.
It's probably still like... Maybe circa like Elvis in the Jungle Room.
And she's got that white Mercedes that she drives around in, too. So that's her color of choice. How about the seats in the Mercedes?
Oh. Yeah.
Be all kinds of colors there. It'd be a rainbow of colors.
Yeah.
Would you do the sniff test on Britney's car seat?
In a moment.
Is this cowhide?
You know what? I would sniff a Band-Aid that you pulled off her anywhere.
Really?
Yeah.
Britney Spears is anywhere.
I'm curious.
Between the toes.
I bet she has a white couch, and I bet it's very long. Hello. I bet it's about 200 inches long.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, Bobby.
Yeah.
Do yourself a favor. Take the drugs on the 19th.
Plan on it. I plan on drugging and drinking and driving.
Good for you, Ron.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Fun to drive after you have a vasectomy.
Hi there. What's happening? How are you?
Hey, have you seen the naked pictures of Christina Aguilera pregnant?
Yes, oh, I have, darling. As a matter of fact.
When you see news breaking, wait 24 hours. Then don't call.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, we've already seen where babies come out.
Mm-hmm. Do we have that already?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Are we talking about the same one? Are we talking about...
The pictures I saw today were on the cover of... I forgot what magazine it was, but it's like a Demi Moore picture that she's got.
Oh, we were talking about her getting out of a car.
Yeah.
And you could see
when
she was
this
pregnant.
Is a different picture. She's talking about the picture on the cover of
Boys Life.
Marie Claire, is that a magazine?
That's a magazine,
Marie Claire.
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't really count, though.
It's the, you know, it's the tastefully posed
see,
nude.
No, see, the nude shot that we were thinking of was the one that we looked at last week where she's getting out of the car. And
this
she's,
is her
she's got no undies on.
Posing and completely naked. And, you know, as far as pregnant women go, she's hot.
Yep. Profile shot.
It's a profile shot. I mean, it's not the. It's not like she's sitting there in Hustler magazine going, "Here's where the baby comes out."
Not like the car shot.
She's doing the profile shot, and the cover of the magazine has her in a little jacket, sort of with no top on underneath, and she's sitting there, and she's posing sideways without bottoms either.
Sounds alluring.
And then inside the magazine is a full nude where she's sideways, and you see her lovely rump.
Mm.
Yeah.
Her face is so waxy, though.
She's got a lot of makeup on.
I don't think she wears any makeup.
I would take her over Britney any day of the week.
So would I, seriously. Sure. Yeah. I mean, not that I wouldn't do Britney, but I'd do Christina before that. Mm-hmm. I think that Christina Aguilera probably has, you know, those big novelty wax lips?
Yeah.
You can get in a store?
Mm-hmm.
They could go in both places.
I didn't see that on the magazine cover, though.
I'm okay with that.
She does paint herself up real nice, you know, and I kind of like that. We had the whole discussion about Marianne and Ginger years ago. You know, it's that Ginger look that she's got.
She pours on so much of it, though.
She overdoes it. She doesn't need it. I think she's a pretty lady anyway.
Well, she's hot as balls. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thanks.
I just want to tell you about my vasectomy that I had here a long time ago in Rochester.
And you're excited about it, aren't you?
Well, it was the weird thing about it is the name of the doctor, and this is the truth. The doctor's name here is Dr. Stop.
Dr. Stop?
Yeah.
S-T-O-P?
That's really his name, too. Oh,
well, if you're going to mention his name, the correct pronunciation should be, excuse me, hello, sir.
Hey.
The correct name of the doctor should be Stop.
Stop.
Dr. Stop.
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 The best part
of
the whole surgery.
Well, he's so excited. Part. He's got to get to the best part.
Stop.
The best part is when they pull your crank up and they tape it to your stomach, or in Rob's case, probably up to his chest.
True.
Oh, sure. Of course. His generous thing.
Yeah, Rob can tie it around his neck like a necktie.
No tape necessary.
There's no tape. He just has to throw it over his shoulder.
It'll look like a snake charmer.
And you just are so excited about having a vasectomy, aren't you?
He's already had one.
Yeah, I know. He's like all those guys that call in and are just turbocharged about the fact that they've been sterilized.
Get out of here.
Oh, yeah. You want a little thing on your lapel, the scissors, you know? So it shows that you're safe.
Yeah, that's what you want to go out with.
Sure. Why wear one of those little pins that got like a red ribbon or a pink ribbon or maybe the American flag? Go out there with a little pin on.
It's got scissors.
Scissors to show girls that
you're shooting blanks.
You're safe.
Wow.
Where can you get those?
You know, you see, I knew that was going to, because if they really did exist, you would have guys all over the place. Yeah, I'm totally safe.
I had no idea.
No problem at all. I'm wearing the scissors. The golden scissors.
But speaking for the ladies out there, how could you trust a scissor wearing man?
Yeah, that's true, because you never know, because guys lie, especially when it comes to sex.
You know, then chicks might as well wear pins that say pill, or that have little pills on them.
They have that little round pill dispenser.
Or have little IUDs.
Yeah, a little squiggly.
Condom pins.
Or that little, what's that, like... maybe it's a diaphragm.
How about the contraceptive sponge? You could actually wear the sponge.
What's that?
You could wear the sponge on your lapel.
What's the thing that's like? It's like the screw on top to a mason jar, and it's got
diaphragm.
Yeah, that's
diaphragm.
It.
That's
and it's
exactly
got like a big floppy hat on top of it.
And a diaphragm. You know, you could use one. You know, for later, and you could actually wear one. You know, on your lapel.
Or as a hat.
If I was a female jewel smuggler,
mm-hmm.
I'm telling you something. Now, in this modern day and age after 9/11, where you get a total body scan,
right.
This probably wouldn't work. But man, oh man, if I was on one of those Ocean's 13 capers.
I wonder if diamonds show up.
I'd say to my gal, guess what? Fill your diaphragm up, mm-hmm. and now let's walk through. Because I don't think that they would set a metal detector off.
I don't think they would either. I'm very curious as to whether you could put diamonds, you know, right where the diaphragm goes, and you could actually make it through a security checkpoint. I think they probably wouldn't show up. I mean, they're, I don't know, would they?
They're not metal, so they wouldn't show up on a metal detector. But now that they're starting to do body scans.
That's what I was saying.
What about
now,
that thing that they that I've gone through only one time, the thing goes, and it like blows the air, and
that,
it makes your, you know.
That might see it. That's one of the body scans.
Yeah, and a lot of airports now have that thing. Gosh, it was something in a stupid Arnold Schwarzenegger movie 15 years ago where he's running through some security, and they actually showed his body in a skeleton.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember everybody going, oh, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah. Right.
Well, that's pretty much what they can do now.
That's very, very exciting, but I still don't think it would show diamonds. I think you'd be perfectly safe. Diamonds in the diaphragm.
Well, what we need is we would need a female partner with a giant, giant
place.
It's too bad Cheryl has passed.
A hiding place.
Cheryl the Big Dyke
right.
would have been perfect.
Well, I think we still have some contacts that we could maybe get in touch with that would be able to help us out there.
She could have smuggled out the Hope Diamond.
I'm trying to think. Oh, so many women are coming to mind right now.
She could have smuggled out a Fabergé egg.
Right.
Which is something they use in those caper movies all the time.
I just wish that certain employees of WJFK were still employees there.
Well, I'll put a sign up at Fairfax, see if we get any bites.
Mm-hmm. I think that we all have one in mind that might have worked out very well for that. I'm not going to mention names, though.
No longer there?
No longer there.
Ah.
You know who I'm talking about,
I
don't
do.
You? Right. Do you know
I
who
don't.
I'm talking about?
I just want to say happy holidays to Michelle.
Thank you. He knew. He knew. He said he didn't know, but he knew.
Hell,
fantastic.
As long as we're in Europe, why do we steal a BMW and put that in there, too? See if she can get through the metal detectors with a BMW.
Congratulations. You have smuggled an entire A380 Airbus. Congratulations. How did you get that through security? Good job.
Erased. Ah, Christ is King. Hello.
Britney Spears alone.
Don and Mike.
Okay, so she likes to go out at night and pose it up and perhaps grind hips with magic man David Blaine. I ask you. Is that so long, and so what if there is baby debut on the furniture? Leave Britney Spears alone.
Thank you. You know, that texting stuff, that stuff that where you put in, type in the words, even that technology has come so far. Do you remember 5 years ago we had a sponsor that actually was paying for if people wrote us email? At the time we were amazed. This is a machine that will read the email.
Right.
Remember
back then?
Yeah.
And people figured out how phonetically to get it to talk, but even back then, it was like, hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, it always sounds the same way. Even the British one, but even the one that you played from Roger Ebert yesterday, the British guy, that was the most emotion, is that the word I'm looking for, that ever came out of one of those machines. Even the one we had, was it was close, but it wasn't as good as the one he had.
His was smoother.
Mm-hmm. I was playing with it today. It's AT&T.com, something like that. It's on our website. There's a link on our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. And I was just typing in stuff like, do I make you horny? And getting it to repeat it with a French accent. And at one point it said, do I make you horny? Question mark?
Question mark. I like it when it has the inflection. It's hard to get that out of those machines.
Now, I don't know why it didn't give the inflection rather than saying question mark.
And do the dot, dot, dots really work for the pauses? Because sometimes yesterday they were working, sometimes they weren't.
I think you don't do dot, dot, dot. You just do space, space, space.
Oh, okay.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, the movie was Total Recall with Arnold.
Ah, gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Welcome to Mars.
Welcome to Mars. Sharon Stone, right?
Yeah, a young Sharon Stone.
Young, hot Sharon Stone.
A bad girl. She played a bad girl again in that
movie. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys. Herman the One-Eyed German here.
Oh, nickname.
Oh, sorry about that. Herman the One-Eyed German. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.